devastated. Just devastated.
That's how Seekonk resident Kelly Adams put it. She spent her childhood in Pawtucket with trips to McCoy Stadium, a regular family ritual.
And my father started taking my sisters and I here in like 73, 74. And we've been coming here ever since. I take my daughters here now. I've spent so much of my life here.
Adams came to catch a home game between the Sox and the Durham Bulls out of North Carolina. But on this summer evening, a pall hangs over the stadium. After decades here at McCoy, the team has announced plans to move to a new stadium in Worcester in 2021.
I don't know what I'm going to do with myself after 2020, because we come here from the first weekend that they open, and we'll be here till the last game of the year. And I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. I'll have to find a hobby or something.
Of course, Adams could go to Worcester, but for some diehard fans, that's not such an appealing option. Bob and Kerry Spurr bring their two boys to McCoy about a dozen times a year. Bob Spurr says they won't be following the team to Massachusetts.
I'll go check it out so I can say I've done that one, but this is where the Paw Sox are to us.
Kerry Spurr says living in Raynham, the drive to Worcester would be too inconvenient.
Worcester for us is an hour away. So even though we live in Massachusetts, but this is where we want to come. You know, this is home. This is where they belong. It's where we belong. This feels like home to us.
And fans like Bob Spurr are quick to express displeasure with Rhode Island leaders who they say let the team slip through their fingers.
Rhode Island messed up. This was Rhode Island's to lose. And I think they lost it. Mass gave him a great offer from what we can tell. But Rhode Island could have made him a good offer too.
Rhode Island offered the team $38 million in state and city funding to help build a new stadium in downtown Pawtucket, but the deal took time to get through Rhode Island's General Assembly, and lawmakers in the House added costs that the team didn't agree to. Mike Mack of North Providence lays the blame for the deal's collapse at Governor Gina Raimondo's feet.
And I understand that it's not all her fault. She had a deal on the table already, but at the end of the day, it's her state. It's on her watch. She couldn't make a deal with the speaker. They couldn't get it together. And while they're sitting playing games, look what happened.
What happened is that Worcester worked for the last year to woo the Paw Sox. They offered more than $100 million to build a new stadium, plus $35 million in state funding for infrastructure like parking and improving public transit. Rhode Island Governor Gina Raimondo says she's disappointed the General Assembly didn't act quicker on her proposal. Inside Pawtucket's modern diner, lifelong resident Jim Douglas says other Rhode Islanders didn't understand the importance of the stadium for Pawtucket.
Some of it might be the public in general that are afraid of how their taxes go up and don't give a damn about the Pawtucket Red Sox and think that the people that own it should have paid the money, and I think that's what's probably caused the problem.
At 84 years old, Douglas remembers when the Pawtucket Slaters played at McCoy in the 1940s. At the time, the city was a thriving manufacturing hub. Now, after decades of decline, Douglas hoped a new stadium could turn the city around.
Well, I think if Pawtucket loses the Paw Sox, I think it's a big loss for Pawtucket. And I thought it was a possibility of resurrecting the city if they put the deal through and moved it to the Apex area and build a hotel. And I think it would have revitalize the city of Pawtucket. I really do.
Now those hopes seem more unlikely than ever. The baseball team's announcement of a deal to move to Worcester comes after several other setbacks, including the closing of Memorial Hospital, a major provider of jobs in the area. For former resident Kelly Adams, the Paw Sox were a lasting vestige of a childhood hometown fast disappearing.
There's nothing left here. It's very sad because it was so different when I grew up here. It's very sad to see the direction that it's gone in and that it's going to continue to go in once they leave here in a few years.
The future for McCoy Stadium remains unknown for now. In a statement following the announcement of the team's decision to leave, Mayor Donald Grebian said, quote, "The Paw Sox do not make Pawtucket, and the city will move forward to a brighter future." John Bender, Rhode Island Public Radio.